Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey, you handsome bitches. We're going to be doing a live stream of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dungeons & Dragons. Don't know what that is? Well, it's myself, Jackson, and our good friend Joel Dusha getting plunged into the world of Dungeons & Dragons by our so-called friend Adam Carnevale. We've played through the Yawning Portal as a Sans Pants Plus exclusive, and while D&D maybe beat us on most occasions, this one we're feeling very lucky about. So come and watch to see if we make it out of Adam's world alive, if we in fact save the day like the little princes we are, and if Dungeons & Dragons gets played or ruined. Find out what will happen in this incredible four-part series. Tickets are available over at Stupid Old Studios at sospresents.com. We'll be streaming every Saturday from midday Australian Eastern Standard Time from the 20th of June to the 11th of July. Watch live or on demand, and if you grab the season pass, you'll get access to all four live shows for the price of three. Once again, that's sospresents.com or check the show notes.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, if it wasn't Shaggy, who was it?
Jackson, let's do the opening part together.
So okay.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yeah, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You let her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The girl next door, you know?
Man, I don't know what to do.
Say it what? Wait.
Wait, that's you. We've cooked it already. That's two lines. You got to do it. Go from okay. The girl next door, you know.
The girl next door, you know?
No, then you got to say, man, I don't know what to do.
Man, I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. We kind of said it's like, all right.
All right. So we got, obviously, it seems like from the opening lyrics to reggae artist Shaggy's song, It Wasn't Me, that Shaggy did it. But that's not correct. It's hearsay. We're interpreting the lyrics wrong if that's the conclusion we come to.
So the first important thing to note on this song from 1999, mm-hmm. hit song, mm-hmm. everyone, it was top of the charts.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And rightfully so.
Only credited is Shaggy, but the bulk of the singing and, in fact, the bulk of the describing the things that were or weren't done is the featured artist, Rick Rock.
Okay, so...
So we have a name, Rick Rock. But who is Rick Rock?
No one
can answer that.
That's not a real name. Rick Rock?
I found his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, me too. Rick Rock, real name Rick... No, hang on. Is Rick Rock his real name? Rick Rock, real name Ricardo Thomas.
Ricardo George Duquent is what I've got over here.
He's a founding member of former rap group The Cosmic Slop Shop and The Federation, and which he started with fellow rapper Dooney Baby. He's regarded as a pioneer of the hip-hop genre, hi-fi. Or a hi-fi? I don't
hi-fi,
know.
Hi-fi, hi-fi. Bay Area.
Well, there you go.
That is weird. You're describing the hi-fi producer. He's a beat maker called Rick Rock. Lucky you had me on for this topic, or you guys would have been lost.
Goodness. Otherwise, I would have been giving some incorrect Rick Rock information.
That's Rick Rock spelt R-I-C-K-R-O-C-K, whereas the Rick Rock on Shaggy's It Wasn't Me is spelt R-I-K-R-O-K. And
I see. Excuse me.
This highlights a lot of problems before we even get into the song.
Yeah.
If it's that easy to credit the wrong Rick Rock as the man who did it, the man who it wasn't me, his way out of a situation, then is it not that much to extend that it may not have even been someone called Rick Rock and Shaggy could simply be friends with someone else?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't know that this is the correct Rick Rock.
This song is the king of misinformation because everyone always remembers Honey came in and she caught me red-handed creeping with a girl next door. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, Shaggy, you piece of shit. But it's not even Shaggy.
It's not even Shaggy. Shaggy's Rick Rock.
Is it though? Because Rick Rock, I guess the chorus is, but she caught me on the counter. And then Shaggy says, it wasn't me. And then Rick Rock says, saw me banging on the sofa. It wasn't me. So, and then that continues for 8 more lines where Rick Rock describes scenarios that he did. And then Shaggy said, well, I didn't do that. So in a way, this song is pointless. Because it's just one guy describing something he did, and then Shaggy saying, you did that, not me.
It's crazy. That's like one of you coming to me and being like, hey, I've cheated on my wife. And I'm like, I didn't cheat on your wife. You're like, I know. That's not why.
I wasn't even married to her. She's not even my wife.
That's not why I came. What are you talking about? Yeah, I don't. That's crazy.
And like, I've heard this song 100 times. I can't tell you a single line that Shaggy says beyond the words, it wasn't and me.
Well, let's explore the first verse. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
That's the fucking chorus.
That's the chorus.
That's the chorus.
That's Rick Rock.
The chorus. I thought we said the chorus was, but she caught me on the counter. Wasn't
it's kind
it?
Of, that's the there's two choruses.
Oh, my fucking lord.
So the verse is Shaggy. And if you want to do it, like Shaggy, a lot of his songs, when he comes in, I feel like everyone just kind of goes like, bop, 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 bop. But what he actually says is, how you can grant your woman access to your villa, trespasser and a witness while you cling to your pillow. You better watch your back before she turned into a killer. Let's review the situation that you're caught up in her. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she stay a night, convince her to stay a day. Mm-hmm. She never admit to a word when she say, and if she claims, you tell her, baby, no way.
Okay. Let's explore this.
It's gaslighting. He's just like, gaslight your wife.
Yeah. But is this song a conversation between Rick Rock and Shaggy? Ultimately, the whole conversation.
Rick Rock is in spite of being, I think, older than Shaggy, Rick Rock was born in 1972. Let's find out how old Shaggy is. Shaggy 4 years older than Rick Rock. So this checks out. He's going to his slightly older friend Shaggy for advice, having allowed his wife to enter the room that he was cheating on her in.
I would like to explore the chorus, the first chorus. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I just love that he's like, picture this, like not she was naked. We were both butt naked, Shaggy. Picture me naked, Shaggy.
Picture that, Shaggy. You're not going to believe this. We're both butt naked on the bathroom floor, a strange place to have sex.
And but not the only place that they have sex.
Well, that's true.
There's a lot to unpack because not only, and I think we're going to naturally get to this anyway, but like not only is he like, here's what happened. It's also describing a lot of events that if the wife just walked in once, why didn't they stop?
Yeah, I'm confused by the final line. Oh, she never took her eyes off me. How long was she there for?
Well, because she saw him banging on the counter. Oh, no, sorry. She got me on the counter. She saw him banging on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
She even saw her in the shower. She even caught me on camera.
Well, that's intense. That feels like that. Rick Rock's wife or partner is trying to build up a case. Is there no fault divorce in America? Is Rick Rock trying to build up a case? Is Rick Rock's wife, trying to build up a case so that she can eventually divorce Rick Rock? Which would be fair. Another thing about Rick Rock I just discovered is that there's a quote from him where he says, one day I was listening to Babyface's Tender Lover album, and I remember thinking, I could probably be a songwriter. And that's great. What a great beginning. Man, I could probably do that. Listen to a song. Yeah, I could give it a go. He's also most famous for this appearance. So this was the height of Rick Rock's career. And I think that's
pretty exciting. This song is admittedly fucking enormous.
Yeah, it's a good peak, but it's still his peak.
He also was on the Shaggy song Bonafide Girl 7 years later.
7 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
It's nice that they stayed friends in that time through this terrible time in Rick Rock's life where he got caught on the sofa.
Okay, so where
It Wasn't Me was a number one hit all across the world. Bonafide Girl in 2007 reached a peak position of 71 in Germany.
We could all be so lucky.
Yeah, they really captured that lightning in a bottle.
Let's explore these couple of lines. She saw the marks on my shoulder, wasn't me. Heard the words that I told her, wasn't me. Heard the screams get louder, it wasn't me. She stayed until it was over. I don't know what this is describing. Screams get louder and marks on my shoulder could be sex. Words that I told her, is he talking about like talking dirty? And stayed until it was over, does that mean that Rick Rock's wife watched the entire lovemaking spectacular?
I think definitely.
Is that the takeaway here?
I feel like this also could... feels pretty murdery.
Yeah, I was thinking, it's a little bit murdery. Marks on my shoulder. Is that like scratches from the passionate lovemaking? Yeah, I'm confused. I'm intrigued.
The first two lines of the chorus, it sounds like he's doing like home renovations. She caught me on the counter. She saw me banging on the sofa.
I even had her in the Very funny if we discover that It Wasn't Me by Shaggy is actually just about home renovation. Let's read it with that
the
in mind.
Her, the her that is in this, like the had her in the shower. Let's pretend it's a hammer.
Okay, yeah, great. Caught me in the shower, caught me on the counter with a hammer. It wasn't
me.
Saw me banging on the sofa with a hammer. That makes sense. I mean, it doesn't, because you would never do that. That's not the function of a hammer, but still. I even had her in the shower, the hammer.
Fixing plumbing.
Yeah, she even caught me on camera. Now, why, if Rick Rock is talking about a hammer, why is Shaggy saying it wasn't him? Is he like, I am not the hammer that is the topic or the feature of this verse?
I am not a hammer.
Is this? Yeah. Is he just saying, like... This is what you should say to your wife, but all he offers is the same thing 8 times. Like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't
me.
You already said that, Shaggy.
I renovated the house and she hates what I've done with the place. And Shaggy's like, just say it wasn't you.
Maybe she hates what's happened to the place and Shaggy is trying to get away from any responsibility. Like, he helped sort of renovate. It wasn't me. I wasn't even there when Rick Rock was renovating the house. I was elsewhere.
Maybe we've misinterpreted this entirely and Shaggy is talking to the wife of Rick Rock and Rick Rock is on the phone calling Shaggy and Shaggy's got him on speakerphone and the wife is looking at Shaggy with all of these claims and Shaggy's saying, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not. I don't. Why is Shaggy hanging out with Rick Rock's wife? That's what I want to know.
And who is Rick Rock in this situation? Because if Shaggy didn't do it, who did? We don't know who did, nor do we know what did they do.
Well, okay, so the opening piece of dialogue, like the opening skit, it doesn't ever explicitly say, I cheated on my wife. Open up, my girl just caught me. Doesn't necessarily say what. I don't know how I let this happen. With who? The girl next door. But still, there's nothing explicitly sexual happening. I don't know what to do. Say it wasn't you. All right.
So there's two lines in this that I feel are going to be hard to explain in a non-sexual fashion.
I'm listening.
Picture this. We were both butt naked banging on
the bathroom floor. That's so easy. Okay. It's a renovation. Yep. It gets dusty. Okay.
And wet in the bathroom too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Put those two things together. Sludge.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that on your clothes. And I have to assume that Shaggy and Rick Rock and even Rick Rock's wife, they own a lot of nice clothes, maybe not a lot of like painting overalls or whatever. So as a way around that, they got butt naked. And it's like an amusing scenario, which is why Rick Rock says, picture this. We were both butt naked banging on the bathroom floor. Like, imagine that this is what we've come to.
Wait. My God. Yes, that works, but I think that our murder situation may actually
come
into play. The start of verse one from Shaggy, so I'm just going to turn this into not Shaggy speak.
Oh no, do the patois.
Come on.
Why did you give your woman access to your villa? Trespass and a witness all the hackling on the pillow. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Best review the situation that you're caught up in her.
Well, yeah, so maybe Shaggy is saying, Rick Rock, like, this woman, the girl next door that you've become involved with, she has a past, and she will kill you.
Also,
yeah,
because, like, presumably, you can't cheat on your... Like, your wife will have access to your villa.
Yeah, so that is true. Well, see, I
no,
was
no, no, no,
this-
cause no, because no, you don't let your wife, like, even know about the villa. You know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, you guys aren't true players, as Shaggy suggests. No. You have your house, and your wife lives at the house. She lives comfortably, but you put a little money aside. You get yourself a villa.
She does. So you've got a main house and a side villa, and a main wife and a side chick.
That's what right. if, and maybe this is just the patois of Shaggy, but what if these are instructions on how you can grant your woman access to your villa? So that's the title. How you can grant your woman access to your villa.
You got to trespass and witness all the hackling on your pillow.
Uh-huh.
What's with the hackling on the pillow?
While you cling to your pillow is what I've got. Trespasser and witness while you cling to your pillow. Yeah.
It depends. I'm on genius.com right now, and there's a few amazing suggestions of what some of Shaggy's lines mean. And they give him way more credit than I think, you know, your average person would give Shaggy. Say for the line, if she say a night, convince her say a day. Mm-hmm. Shaggy suggests he not only deny everything, but insists that it is the opposite of what she says or believes it to be, possibly referencing William Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew, in which a man insists to his wife that the sun is the moon in order to make her more obedient and soft-spoken.
Yeah, somehow I suspect... I mean, look, hey, I don't want to make any claims, but somehow I suspect that's not what's going on here.
Before you claim that Shaggy is not the thespian that this is suggesting he is, you should know that his most recent line of work is performing as Sebastian in a live version of The Little Mermaid.
that rules.
And if you look at Disney World's Christmas celebrations from last year, you can see him and Sting perform a series of reggae-tinged Christmas classics in front of the castle at Disney World. It's on Disney Plus. Highly recommend it.
That's amazing. I would never have guessed that's where Shaggy ended up. I'm coming back around to the murder theory because of the next Shaggy verse.
Oh yeah, it's Rick Rock is going to die.
Makes you no say that she really no right for vex.
Sorry, what?
Makes you no say that she really no right for vex. I never you she see ya make the gigolo flex. A smatty else a favor you inner D complex. Seeing
so smatty means smatty is patois for somebody.
Okay, great.
So basically that line means like you should say that it was your evil twin fucking the girl. Because it's smatty.
I see.
So say somebody who looks like you in a decomplex.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, fantastic.
That's amazing. And then someone's commented on the description of that line. So shouts to J Rob King 29. He just says, "This is crazy, but it makes sense."
Wait till they get a load of this episode.
Quick pun, your answer. Know how fae talk. But if she pack a gun, you know, you better run fast. So I think maybe actually Shaggy's just warning Rick Rock that like
she will shoot you.
Yeah, she might shoot you. I think he's like, it's a risk. Just be careful.
So Anubis the Jackal, he comments here, the phrase, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, comes to mind here. If she finds out that he's been cheating, there's no telling how she might react. If she is packing heat, it's entirely possible that she'll quite literally shoot back at him.
11 upvotes.
So the situation seems to be, this is one interpretation, and I think this is the main interpretation. Rick Rock has been caught red-handed sleeping with another woman. Shaggy is like, your wife may kill you if she finds out. That's what I'm nervous about. Let's lie to her. I don't think that it's trying to protect a fellow player. I think he's worried about Rick Rock's well-being.
He's lost friends to similar situations in the past.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to protect his current best friend, Rick
That's
Rock.
How the other Rick Rock died.
And Shaggy's like, I've been reading Taming of the Shrew recently, so I've got some great suggestions.
It's funny because Shaggy's suggestions are just not good. Pretend it was your evil twin. Just say you didn't do it.
Well, but you know who else thinks Shaggy's suggestions are no good? Rick Rock himself, because if you keep scrolling down to the bridge, when Rick Rock says, wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain I've caused, I've been listening to your reason. It makes no sense at all. People tell her that I'm sorry for the pain I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost.
That's why he sings.
That's why I sing. But then they just do the chorus again.
Maybe he just wants to reiterate to Shaggy, like, the situation to try to be like, this is the reality of it, Shaggy. Honey came in and caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
I have a wild theory that I think lines up.
Okay.
What if Rick Rock and Shaggy are, in fact, the evil twin that Shaggy was describing, but Shaggy is the evil twin of Rick Rock?
Oh, my God. It's like,
what if it's a me, myself, and Irene situation?
Shaggy's been me, myself, and Irene. So the opening conversation, it's not, say, between me and Levins. It's, yo, man. And then, like, he turns to the left, yo. And then he turns to the right, open up, man. Oh, no, Shaggy's in trouble.
Well, no. So Rick Rock is the good version and Shaggy's the bad version.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So when Shaggy says, say it was your evil twin,
he's like, say it was me.
Yeah.
No, but that can't make sense. That can't make sense because Shaggy the whole time is saying it wasn't him. If it's not Shaggy, who is it? Here's an interesting line, though. Gonna tell her that I'm sorry for all the pain I've caused. I've been listening to your reasoning. It makes no sense at all. We should tell her that I'm sorry. Why is Rick Rock including Shaggy in the apology? I don't understand. Shaggy's involvement is baffling in this narrative.
Well, what if when he says, say it was like an evil twin or whatever, he isn't actually talking about a split personality, which is what they may have, but instead Shaggy's like, blame someone else. And Rick Rock's like, no, it was you. And he's like, wasn't me. But Shaggy, it was you.
So you're saying that if it wasn't Shaggy, who was it? It was Shaggy.
Yeah. So, because people are often like, it wasn't Shaggy, it's Rick Rock, listen to the song properly. But no, listen to the song properly. It was Shaggy.
It's the it was Shaggy theory from Doja.
Guys, I found some incredible insight on genius.com that I have to share. So on the bridge that we just described, this is from Despair and Knuckles, possibly the saddest Sonic fan in the world. Rick Rock ultimately rejects Shaggy's advice, opting to tell his wife the truth and apologize instead of constantly denying everything despite mounting evidence. Mm. Which is, yeah, fair enough. I guess you understand the final context
the
of the song.
Conceit of the song, yeah.
Then later we have, this has 66 upvotes, so you know this is a very informed opinion. On the final instance of the lines, picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. We have from Duke London, very difficult to do, as your knees are in extreme danger. You need to at least have a rug down on the floor or some knee pads, especially if it's ceramic tile. Although, to be fair, cleanup is extremely simple.
This maniac wants to put a rug in a bathroom, and I hate that.
Or like... Added lines in which Rick Rock details putting on knee pads.
We were both butt naked, except for my knee pads, fucking on the bathroom floor.
Floor bro.
Cleanup was easy.
Cleanup was easy.
Thanks for letting us know, Rick Rock. I'm still so confused by that we should tell her that I'm sorry. That's like if I was like, I don't know, hey, I want to get back at somebody, and you were like, you should shoot them. And I was like, no. Like, it's just, and then somehow I involved, just because you suggested something, I'm like, you're part of it now. It implies to me that Shaggy is not just like an outside person that Rick Rock's come to for help, that he is somehow implicitly involved in the scenario. But how, I can't imagine.
Rick Rock fucked Shaggy.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, hey, plumbing is sweet as a summer breeze and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Maybe you wish we'd stop talking about superheroes and Star Wars and dog dicks, and instead sort out which kind of frog is the superior frog, or what would be the best kind of metal to be crushed under. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up A Second, a nonsense podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Well, what if we interpret the "we" in "we were both butt naked banging on the bathroom floor" to be referring not to Rick Rock and the girl next door, but to Rick Rock and Shaggy.
Oh my god, new theory. So I've got the "it was Shaggy" theory, and now Jackson's got "it was Shaggy and Rick Rock that were lovers" theory.
Well, I don't even know if they were lovers necessarily. I've got to find out every instance of the girl next door and try to nut out who this woman is.
He was creeping with the girl next door.
Yeah, so
that's it. That's all it
says. I'm sure we can get another line. There's more lines than that. Okay, creeping with the girl next door.
And then at the start he says, "I let this happen with the girl next door," you know, in the intro.
What if it's the girl? What if, well, you know how that, like, that he describes a lot of situations about how she saw like 8 different positions.
Mm.
What if the girl next door was just another witness?
Or
she was creeping.
Or no, okay. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed creeping with the girl next door. So we are interpreting that line as "caught me red-handed with the girl next door." But I think we can interpret this as "honey creeping with the girl next door came in and caught me red-handed."
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. It's just about how you pass that sentence grammatically. And I reckon we can, I think the other way makes sense as well. Picture this, we were both butt naked, perhaps referring to Shaggy and Rick Rock, banging on the bathroom floor. Now, they could be having sex, sure. But I think that it's sort of like a Tyler Durden situation. Banging on the bathroom floor refers to them wrestling and fighting in the bathroom. That's
likewise,
my takeaway.
Banging on the sofa.
Yeah, banging on the, yeah, well, there we go. Banging on the sofa, and it wasn't me, because Shaggy's saying, "No, I'm not real. I am a creation of Rick Rock. I am Rick Rock's okay. Tyler Durden."
I know they make soap in Flight Club, but does that link to the line, "had her in the shower"?
I think so. Oh, yeah, her. Damn, who's the her? Hmm. Even "had her in the shower."
Oh, no, I know. He's just set up. That's what he was working on. Or home renovations. He's put a TV in his bathroom and he's watching the movie "Her" in the shower.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I even had her in the shower. He's talking about how nice his life used to be.
Yeah, also access to a time machine because that movie hadn't come out for about a decade and a half when this movie did. But I think this makes total sense.
She even caught me on camera. It wasn't me. You caught Rick Rock, not me. The Tyler Durden of Shaggy, of Rick Rock Shaggy. Marks on my shoulder from fighting. The words that I told her. But that just makes sense. The screams get louder as Rick Rock slowly goes insane. Stayed until it was over. I don't know what it is, but I think we're getting somewhere, guys.
What's a classic quote from Fight Club? Because maybe that's the words that he told her.
Oh, that's true. Let's get the most classic Fight Club.
The most classic line from Fight Club is, "You've met me at a..."
Yeah, a strange time in my life.
Or it's, you know, first rule of Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, that's maybe a bit more famous. Well,
"You met me at a strange time in my life" is pretty funny to tell someone.
Tell someone as you're... as you're struggling with your Shaggy personality.
Right, okay, cool. I love this. So this is the precursor to Fight Club, in which Rick Rock has created his Tyler Durden, mm-hmm. aka Shaggy, who doesn't exist by the end of this song, because he realizes, "Want to tell her that I'm sorry for all the pain I've caused. I've been listening to your reason and it makes no sense at all." So this is the part where he realizes Shaggy is a figment of my imagination. It was me
I think he knows as well, Rick Rock knows, that he'll never truly escape Shaggy. And that's where the line, "we should tell her that I'm sorry." Like, he knows that now Shaggy is a part of who he is. He's just learned to control it. Like Venom.
And you've also got the, "you may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. Mm. That's why I sing."
And that's also why this song ends with the entirety of "Where Is My Mind" by the Pixies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's why as well, at the end, we get that last, the chorus again. "Honey came in and caught me red-handed, creeping with the, he's just reiterating. It's like the closing line of a play. He's like, here it was, and now we've overcome it, you know?
When I stepped out of the theater, I had two things on my mind: Paul Newman and a ride home. Outsider starts and ends with the same fucking line. So does It Wasn't Me.
Perfect.
It's poetry. That's what this song is.
Oh my god. Actually, no, new answer. It's actually Eddie Murphy. which is an alarming to hear.
Okay. Wow. I'm excited to find out how this could possibly be the case.
Shaggy wrote the whole song because it was inspired by something that Eddie Murphy said. That's the real answer.
Oh, okay. Oh well. Well, we had fun, didn't we, boys?
Yeah, we had fun goofing around, but it's Dushu, he hit the nail on the head. Absolutely.
If it was not Shaggy, then it was Eddie Murphy. Right, case closed.
Well, hang on. Eddie Murphy has multiple personas, so maybe Eddie Murphy is just also Shaggy.
Which of the clumps did it?
So Fight Club is just the narrator and Tyler Durden, but
Fight
imagine
Club's
if
just
it was...
it's just the clumps. You're right. It's just not the clumps. That's what I said the moment I came out of the theater seeing that movie in 1999 or whatever. It's like, yeah, it was fine, but like I've seen Nutty Professor 2. Like I knew what was going to happen.
When Jackson stepped out of the movie theater, he had two things on his mind. Wow. Well, I'm glad I had that fake ID to see this film. Also, it was just the clumps. Well, yeah, we've done it. We've solved the case. There's
Norbit wasn't me.
Caught me in the shower. Norbit wasn't me.
Actually,
I love that. I love that. This is actually a song of Eddie Murphy trying to say that wasn't him in the movie Norbit.
Shaggy was inspired not by a story where he was like, "Yeah, I was caught red-handed having an affair, and I just lied about it." He's like, Shaggy once told me he denied being in Norbit. Norbit wasn't me.
I think the whole, it's ghostwritten by Eddie Murphy, and the whole thing is a metaphor about him and his experience with the film Norbit. Honey came in and caught me red-handed. The audience came into the theater and caught Eddie Murphy red-handed making a terrible film. Creeping with the Girl Next Door, Norbit's wife. Picture this, we're both butt naked. There's a lot of nudity in Norbit.
Famously.
Oh, dude. And also in Norbit, Eddie Murphy plays Norbit and Norbit's wife.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So he literally fucks himself in that movie.
That's
true. That's the magic in Norbit. Eddie Murphy fucks himself.
And I think in that film, he is in love with the girl next door. And I think at the very end, you know, we should tell her sorry is Eddie Murphy. He's like, we should apologize to the people for making the film Norbit. And we refers to him and Norbit, and Norbit's wife, and every character. The clumps, every Eddie Murphy character. This is Eddie
Pluto
Murphy's...
Nash?
Yeah. This is Eddie Murphy's apology song. Dr. Doodle, he's in there too. Yeah.
He's not as sorry about that one.
No, that was quite
he's
a good
sorry
film.
That it resulted in the Robert Downey Jr. version.
Yeah, he regrets that. But otherwise... Yeah. Wow, we've come up with a lot of very interesting interpretations of Shaggy's It Wasn't Me. Personally, I think my favorite is still the Fight Club It Wasn't Me narrative. Mm. I think to me that makes the most sense.
To me, the one that makes the most sense is the fact that this, it wasn't Shaggy, it was in fact Eddie Murphy. And this is an apology to us, the audience, for his cinematic releases.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's bang on.
Yeah.
I think we did
tweet
it again.
Tweet at Eddie Murphy.
I forgive you.
We've cracked the case and then just post the lyrics to It Wasn't Me by Shaggy and Rick Rock, please.
Yeah.
And tweet Rick Rock and be like, we know you were in It Wasn't Me, even though you're not credited.
What if we just start tweeting lines from the intro of It Wasn't Me to Eddie Murphy and see if he responds with the next line? Almost certain Eddie Murphy isn't on Twitter.
People kept tweeting him lines from this song.
Eddie
like,
Murphy
we
responds,
understand.
We retweet it. Eddie Murphy deletes his Twitter account, goes into hiding. I don't know why he's ashamed of apologizing, but...
Holy shit, he is on Twitter.
There you go.
What the fuck?
It's doable.
Oh no, it's not official.
That's
Edward R. Murphy, not the actual Eddie Murphy that you think.
Maybe ask Edward R. Murphy if he, too... would like to apologize for the film Norbit.
Do you want to know what his last tweet was?
Yes,
September 26, 2012. Whenever I delete an app on my iPhone, I see the app shaking and I think they're all panicking over who's getting deleted first. Ha ha.
Ha ha, indeed.
That really makes you think.
Every other tweet he's done is trying to give away a fake iPhone 4. One of my lucky followers can win this, as long as you mention me in your status and say your best Eddie Murphy movie.
Wow.
Reply.
Hey, would we like to wrap this up, explore if anything changes when we replace the lyrics of this song with the clean lyrics?
Because
Now it's quite pornographic. So instead of picture this, we were both butt naked banging on the bathroom floor. Picture this, we were both caught making love on the bathroom floor, which doesn't have the same cadence at all. And then instead of saw me banging on the sofa, it saw me kissing on the sofa. I don't know if that changes anything. Just thought I'd put it out there.
Yeah, the clean, that changes the whole thing. Because picture this, we were both butt naked banging on the bathroom floor. Mm. Less intense than we were making love on the bathroom floor.
That's true. Interestingly, making love on the bathroom floor makes me feel like maybe Rick Rock should leave his wife for this brand new person.
Because he's in love.
Yeah, it's love. It's not pure smut. It's not just raw fucking. It's something special. And kissing on the sofa, that's nice. That's just, they're just cuddling. And
it's a tender song now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's just about a love affair that unfortunately, like, it's about a love that sometimes, like, it's faded and it's been replaced with a new love, and Rick Rock is trying to come to terms with that. Or maybe it's just about Eddie Murphy starting a fight club. It's hard to say.
Speaking of G-rated, it wasn't me's. When I went to go see my sister's primary school play when I was like a few years into high school, they did like a big mashup of a bunch of fairy tales, and they did the Queen of Hearts, like the Queen of Hearts who has like lost her tarts or whatever it is, and like someone eats the tarts, and they had, you know, like the it was like we're pretty like suburban, like I don't know, 200 person primary school, and you had someone playing like shitty piano along to all the songs, and so it was like dun 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 dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. And then the kid was like, the guy who had been accused of eating the Queen's tarts was taken to trial. And the guy who was like accusing him was like, "You stole the tarts and you ate them." And then the kid said, "It wasn't me. You did it." That's the only line I remember. And then all the kids started going, and a bunch of kids came out and started breakdancing. And one kid did the worm. And that was the end of the scene.
That's amazing.
How good, though, is doing your own version of a song about fucking a girl on the couch in a primary school musical about fairy tales?
It's incredible.
We've unlocked a lot of new knowledge today, and frankly, it's dangerous. The first rule of this episode is you're not allowed to talk about
it. Yeah, delete it as soon as you listen to it and go make some soap.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Levins, Zammit's permanent replacement. thanks, guys.
Rest in peace,
in everything.
Zammit.
Yeah, we've actually fired Joel Zammit from the company.
It turns out if enough employees gather together, they can fire their boss.
Yeah.
We unlocked it. It's a trick.
So, yeah, you can try that in your own workplace if you like.
And if you want to hear me talk about inane pop culture and pop songs, you can do that on my podcast, Hey Fam, with Angus Truscott, which is now on the Sandspans Network. Plus, three of my other podcasts occasionally talk about music too, and they're on Sandspans as well. They're called Serious Issues, The Mitchin, and All the Small Games. And you should rate us according to who talks about Shaggy the most on those podcasts. I think if I was to rate it, it would probably go Hey Fam, Serious Issues, All the Small Games, The Mitchin.
That's more than, I think this is the first time Plumbing the Death Star has even mentioned Shaggy.
Well,
that's,
I mean, this
sad.
Is this is only your fifth official episode, because as you know, only the ones that I appear on are official. And in fact, only point. I would go as far to say only the ones that I appear on drunk out of my mind should be considered canon.
We've done one official episode of Plumbing the Death Star. And what an episode, though.
What an episode.
Go listen to that.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspans Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances?
Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.